The American basketball star and Olympic champion Brittney Griner is being released from prison. She had been held in Russia for almost 10 months. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden stores, hotels, and other places to meet with children and ask them what Christmas gifts they want. This year, Santa performers are back after 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions, but there are a few changes. Mitch Allen started a service that provides Santa performers called HireSanta.com. He has reported a 30% increase in demand this Christmas season over the last year. The company lost about 15% of its performers to retirement or death during the pandemic. Allen has a Santa database of several thousand performers. It includes events at Bloomingdale's main store in New York and many events at Marriott hotels. Most of the Santa performers with Allen have moved back to the tradition of having kids sit on their laps. They are not considering COVID-19 infection in any major way, he said, but Santas can choose to wear a face covering. Chris Landtrup is a spokesperson with another agency that provides Santa performers, Cherry Hill Programs. She said the business's 1,400 Santas are working at more than 600 shopping centers this year. I can't even explain how excited we are to see everyone's smiles at all locations this season without anything covering up those beautiful faces, she said. Cherry Hill Santas are also free to wear face coverings, Landtrup said. Some Santas are still keeping their distance. The Santa at Macy's main store in New York City will be seated behind a workstation, so there will be no lap visits there. Some Santas who stayed home for the last 2 years out of concern for their health have returned, but Allen said he is looking for new performers. Inflation has also made it difficult for people to continue performing. Many are older, on fixed incomes, and travel long distances to perform and gay by spend hundreds of dollars on Santa clothes. Lawyers said the 9-year prison term was too much for the four and were also paying her Santa's slave oil into Russia. At her sentencing, Griner said she was sorry, and some work does not end my life. The negotiations related to Griner, however, led to the highest level communication between Russia and the U.S. in over 5 months. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke about Griner's case. Agencies are seeing more requests for Black, Deaf, and Spanish-speaking Santa performers. Allen also knows a female Santa. Eric Elliott and his wife Moesha Elliott became professional Santas this year after first taking on the part as volunteers in 2007. Both are retired military members. They spent weeks in Santa Claus training. They learned American Sign Language and other ways to work with and perform to people with disabilities. Their work has included going to disaster areas with the Texas-based nonprofit Lone Star Santas to spread happiness during the holidays. The Elliots said breaking into the professional world as Santas for the first time and being Black has not been easy. For some people, Eric said, we understand that we're not the Santa for you. I'm Gregory Stachel.